Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and thank you for taking this short amount of time to be with us for Light for Living. And it is a privilege to be able to speak with you. Trust our time together will be a help and a blessing. Trust the Lord will certainly be honored and pleased with it. And I trust and pray you had a great start to your morning in preparation to go to God's house. Be found faithful. And again, I know that a large portion of you that listen are in good church homes. Just be found faithful. Support that local church. Support that local church pastor. Come with an attitude of expectancy. And God will bless you for it. And seek to serve in that church. If you haven't been serving, get busy. Start today. Look for something to do in that local church. For those of you that may not have a good church home, though, I'd love to see you come be our guest this morning. And you'll find the True Light Baptist Church, 8139 Huell Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. Coming from Highway 58, just take 501 South between the Sheets and the Hardys, 7.5 miles. Church is going to be on the left. And if you happen to be listening in the Roxborough area, thereabouts, and you desire to make your first visit, just cross the Virginia state line and you'll see True Light on the right about 4.5 miles or so coming into the state of Virginia. So either way, you'll have no problem seeing us, being there. Lord willing, we'll be meeting this morning at 11 o'clock, 6 p.m. this evening, and then remind you of our 7 o'clock midweek Bible study prayer time. And we're probably about 3/4 of the way through the book of Galatians, verse by verse, and it's been a profitable study on my behalf, and I believe it's been helpful to the church, and I'd love for you to be a part of that. Again, I want to remind those of you that cannot come, we can be found online multiple ways. TLBCAlton.com. You can find us that way. We live stream, post our previous services. Also, True Light Baptist Church of Alton Facebook, my personal Facebook, True Light Baptist Church Alton YouTube. So numerous ways, and also the new app that we've told you about. And by the way, you can go back to TLBCAlton.com. Right there on the homepage, you'll see a QR code you can scan, and that will allow you to download the church app. So if you would take time to do that, and I'd sure appreciate it, and I think it'll be a help to you as well. All right, we're going to get back into the book of Philippians, and we're going to wrap up this thought, having the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ. No, we are never going to be carbon copies in this life by no stretch. We're faulty. We have great failures. We'll fail God, though we should desire not to. But we can indeed have the mind of Christ, and we can live in a manner that is pleasing to Him. And as we'll see to close, we've got something to look forward to. One day we will be made like unto Him. No, we'll never be Jesus, but we will be glorified, and that's a marvelous thing. So if you have your Bible, you can read along with me. If not, allow me to read in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being found fashioned as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The mind of Christ. We talked to you, first of all, about our position. We are in Christ Jesus. If you know Him, if you're saved, we have been seen seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. That's rather mind-boggling, but it's truth, and it's exciting to think about. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That's powerful. But we must not allow that to think that it is us and get an unrealistic, lofty attitude. We must always remember whatever we are, It is by the grace of God, and all glory and honor is to Him and Him alone. And if we take any of His glory, we're guilty of theft. We're stealing against our Lord. Now, let's not do that. Let's have the right opinion and realize that whatever God allows us to do, even in His service, it's all because of Him, just because of His grace. May we also talk about the matter of being a servant, having the right attitude, and we must have the right attitude if we're going to be the proper Christ-honoring servant. And we talked about how Jesus humbled Himself, the Lord of glory. He humbled Himself when He came down to this earth. Took on, the Bible says, the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And I challenged you last week to understand that we all are servants. And let's understand that servants are to listen for the voice of the Master. And we certainly ought to be eager to carry out the Master's will. Let me give you this as we close out this thought this morning. Our purpose, this kind of goes along with our previous thought, but our purpose should be that of absolute obedience. Now, I want to look back again at chapter number 2. Bible says there in verse number 7, but made Himself of no reputation, took upon Him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became, here it is, obedient unto what? Unto death. Even the death of the cross. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, being God, knew before the foundations of the world that this was the plan. He was certainly willing to carry out that plan of redemption, the only one that could, and He was willing to. Also, being God, He knew beforehand what He would have to suffer. He knew the physical agony. He already knew what the betrayal would be like. And before He came to this world, He knew that He was going to suffer the wrath of the Father for the sins of all mankind. That's when we look at John 3:16. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His own begotten Son. Think about that. But Jesus Christ knew all along what it would entail. But He was willing to come. And He didn't partially fulfill the will of God. Matter of fact, the Bible says He did not come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill every jot and every tittle. The Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled. He relied upon the leadership and the will of the Father. And it culminated there on the cross of Calvary when He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. By His stripes we are healed. There on the cross of Calvary, He was made that sin offering for you and me. He knowing it, but yet He was complete in His obedience. So think about this, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, selective obedience is absolute disobedience. What do you mean by that? Well, we have a way of even in the church, well, we can say amen to some things as long as it fits, you know, what we're practicing, what we're doing, or if we're not guilty of it. But oh, how we tend to buckle up when God has something in His Word that goes against our way of thinking. We're ready to obey God in some things, but not in others, and we say that we are obedient servants. No, a servant is only obedient if he is total in his obedience. So selective obedience is disobedience. Partial obedience is complete disobedience. And then let me say this, half-hearted obedience is absolute disobedience. You see, God does, He sees our heart, doesn't He? And we are often very good at masking that outwardly, and the people see what you might be doing, and thank God if you're serving, that is wonderful. But maybe deep down inside, you're going through the motions, but your heart's just not in it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not obedience. Do you know the psalmist had this to say in Psalm 40, verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. So it is not just the matter of doing God's will. It's the matter of delighting to do His will. You see, God deserves our obedience. He does demand it, but He desires us to follow Him and serve Him and be obedient because we love Him, because we want to honor Him, because we understand how great His grace has been towards us. God deliver us from this half-hearted service. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to be before the people this morning to sing, sing with your heart and sing it to the Lord. If you are in a Sunday school class, God has entrusted you with that. Teach with your whole heart. Don't do it just because you think it's a matter of obligation or it is expected of you. Do it because you consider it an honor to serve the Lord. Do it with your whole heart. Our purpose should be that of obedience. The Bible says that Jesus was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now let me read verse 9, verse 10 as we close. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Our promise in God's never-changing word is that of exaltation. Now the Bible says in our text that the Father has given the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, a name which is above every name, and at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. And He goes on to say, in things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Thank God, when we see Him, He'll be glorified, but we will be too. Now, we're not going to be bowed before. That only goes to Him and Him alone. But the point of the matter is, one day, He is going to change these vile bodies. And He's going to give us a body fashioned like unto His glorious body. Think about that, dear child of God. Some of you are listening to this preacher and you are hurting right now. And that hurt could be either emotional or certainly physical. But we have the promise in God's Word that one day, and I believe it's one day really soon. Matter of fact, it could be today, and thanks be to God for that. But one day we shall be changed. And that's not just the words of a preacher behind a microphone or that preacher that might stand before you behind the pulpit on this Sunday morning, but those are the words, the promise of the Lord God Almighty. We shall be with Him. We shall be changed like unto His body, free from limitations, free from hurt, free from pain. But then, praise God, we will serve Him. throughout all eternity. The promise of exaltation. I look forward to that. How about you? But until that time comes, if it's a day, praise God. But until that time comes, how about let's serve Him? How about let's serve Him with our whole heart? Let's chunk this pride and chunk this half-hearted, callous, or lazy, slothful service and get busy fervently serving the Lord Jesus Christ until He comes, and then we'll just carry out with a glorified body free from sin, serving Him throughout eternity. I hope it's a help and encouragement to you. I hope, pray to see you at True Light if you're not in that good church home. If so, you be found faithful there. And I trust God gives you a marvelous Sunday. May the Lord bless you.